Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get Shannon on here. Shannon's Burt Show fam here, and she wants our help with War of the Roses. She sees a mom at baseball flirting with her husband all the time. Now, in looking at him, she's starting to think that my husband's kind of into it and wondering, are they having an affair? Hey, Shannon, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so it started as casual conversation, and it's become more and more flirty. Is that what we got going on?
Yeah, I can just tell. I know Kyle's type, first of all, and I could just tell that he likes her. They flirt too much, and it's making me so uncomfortable. He's cheated on me before 10 years ago, and this happened a very long time ago, but I just feel something. I know my instincts. I know something's not right.
You know, this goes with what I've been saying since we've been doing the show, that when you have infidelity in the relationship at any point, it's really difficult to get back to 100% trust. You might be able to get back to like 98 or 98%, but when you start seeing the flirting going there, I guess you're probably like defaulting to worst case scenario emotionally. So all those feelings start to flood back and you can't get back to 100%.
Some people's nice is other people's flirting. Are you sure this is flirting? Like, can you tell us a little more about this mom up at the ballpark? I mean, obviously she's single, I guess, if she's doing this.
Yeah.
No, she's all over Kyle. I can tell this is 100% flirting. I know sometimes people's minds get the best of them, mm-hmm. but this is flirting. So she coaches our son at the T-ball games, and he's a volunteer coach, so Kyle's a volunteer coach, and he's been stepping up to help more and more, but I can just tell they're getting more closer. She's touching his arms. She's just being very flirty, and he's being receptive of it. I can tell. I know I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, I think your gut speaks volumes, especially coming from women. So one time I really feel like women have this right more than men is you have to listen to your gut. There's something about a woman's intuition that is, it's almost supernatural. I talk to a lot of people that get cheated on in their relationships on my podcast. And the one thing everyone says to me at the end of every episode, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like they all read the same handbook is, I just wish I had listened to my gut. Mm-hmm. Because if I had done that on day 15 instead of 1500, I wouldn't be here. I wish I would have just listened to what my body was telling me.
God, that's good advice. And I think Mo will back me on this too. I think guys, as a general statement, fall into one of two buckets. Either they think every woman loves them and wants to be with them, or they think no woman wants to be with them, and they don't see the signs at all. So you got this mom coming up and maybe giving him the little touch on the forearm, and the dude doesn't think anything of it. So, but she sees it. Oh, but the wife sees it, but he's thinking, oh, God, she's just being friendly.
Yeah, I definitely fall in the category of I don't think anyone likes me, so I don't never catch the flirting at all, and I get in trouble for it.
Yes.
But do you feel like her actions or his actions even change a bit when you're around, or do you feel like it's pretty consistent?
I feel like it's pretty consistent. I mean, like, I could just tell that they're flirting, if that's what you're asking me, like, I can tell that it's consistency with flirting. I mean, he's even drove her kids home. Why are you driving her kids home? Why are you helping her with things in her house? She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't have something, some guy helping her. Why is my man doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you said, Shannon, have you said anything to him? Like
yes.
And his response?
Yes. He's told me that nothing is going on. He's making it seem like I'm crazy, but I know that I'm not crazy. I feel something. There's something there.
Look, and in other relationships, if you have pure trust, like Kristen's husband, Bart, is a contractor, and he's mostly a nice guy. but if a friend,
he can be an a-hole every now and then.
If you had a friend, a female friend, that needed help around the house, mm-hmm. I'm sure Bart would go through you and ask if it was okay if he could go over there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, he wouldn't ask if it's okay. He wouldn't ask if it's okay. He would be like, hey, I'm going over to Leslie's house. She needs help with XYZ. And I'd be like, all right, cool. So he's not going to ask me. He's going to let me know what he's doing.
And you don't have that kind of history of infidelity.
No.
You trust him 100. He trusts you 100.
I do.
And this is just not the place that you're in here, Shannon. So I want to say that, oh, maybe he's just being a good guy, but I don't know.
That's what I would think. But I guess if he's giving more energy to her and her kids, as well as the other kids on the team, since he's a volunteer coach, then that would probably get me curious.
All right, Shannon, give us a couple of seconds here. So as we're debating this back and forth, we already have answers because we've done War of the Roses to test your husband. And when we come back, we will tell you, hey, see, this is all in your head. Or, yeah, it's time to pivot. War of the Roses results next on The Burt Show.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Is her husband cheating or not? Kristen, what is War of the Roses?
War of the Roses is one of the ways that we do to catch a cheater. So you're going to provide us the information, email address of the person you're trying to catch cheating. We're going to send them an email that is a promotional email for a made-up florist. They're going to have an option of bouquets to choose from. And then hopefully they take the bait. They send a bouquet. And we figure out, are they going to send a bouquet to you? They're going to send a bouquet to somebody else? What's the card going to say? What kind of flowers are they sending? Which will hopefully give us the results we're looking for as to whether or not this person is or is not cheating.
So here's what you need to know about Shannon here, who's on the voice disguiser. She called us a couple of minutes ago and emailed us a while back and said that she's had some infidelity with her husband. It was like 10 years ago. He messed around on her. And now you fast forward to now, and there's this mom at baseball practice for their kids that is flirting with her husband all the time. And she's pointed it out to him time and time again. He's like, oh, there's nothing going on. But she sees the flirting getting worse and worse and worse. And now she's starting to think that her husband might be having an affair with this woman. So she wanted our help to test him, see who he would send these flowers to so we could get to the truth. All right, Shannon, do I got all that right?
You got all of that right.
All right. So let's see if this is, you know, part of your past here and you're seeing things through a lens of distrust, or he really is messing around. Kristen's got the results, I think.
All right, so Shannon, you gave us your husband's email address, and we sent him this fake promotional email. He's offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with pictures, and these were his options. My best bud. A true expression of friendship is seen in this beautiful pink rose plant, freshly budding and ready to bloom. Plant outdoors, and like your friendship, it will flourish with care.
So it's the friend zoning bouquet.
It is. Tracy's very methodical when she plans these out. Best mom ever. Wish the special mom in your life the best Mother's Day ever with this beautiful spring blooming potted mom. Next, we have Hallelujah. Aloe vera plants can soothe the skin, the air, and your soul. Let this easy-to-care-for succulent care for you. And then lastly,
a kabloom.
An explosion of roses for the woman who makes your heart burst. This bouquet of 2 dozen red roses will be one she won't forget. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. The first promotional email was sent at 9:48 a.m. We didn't get any bites. Sent a second email at 11:23 a.m. And then that's when he ordered his first bouquet of flowers.
Ooh. First. This guy getting all greedy.
Yeah. That's a first.
Yeah, this is a first. So, Shannon, I need you to brace yourself. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
The first order he did, he placed at 12:47 p.m. He chose Best Mom Ever to be sent to Gail. Gail is his own mom.
Okay.
Aww.
All right.
Because this weekend is Mother's Day. Here's a nice fair warning for all you people listening. If this dude is ordering three bouquets of flowers, you might want to get on that and order some flowers for your mom this coming weekend. So he said delivery for Mother's Day this Sunday to Gail's home address, and the note on the card said, "To the best mom in the world. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Kyle." Okay?
Okay.
Then, as soon as he finished that one, he placed a second order of flowers.
Now, did we offer that?
No, we didn't.
No, we just offer one.
Is your husband a little cheap?
A little.
Yeah.
A little.
He chose Alleluia, which is the aloe vera plant. Soothe the skin, the air, the soul. Let this easy to care for succulent care for you. And Shannon, he's sending it to you.
Aww.
He set delivery for this Sunday for Mother's Day. And the note on the card says, "Hope this helps with your stress. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Kyle." All
okay, right. That's it.
All right,
see you
we're
soon.
Done.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Wow. Welcome to the show. We're gone.
Man. Two
I
for
wish.
Two.
Wish.
Shannon.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that makes you feel good. He chose his mom. He chose you. He also went in for a third.
Huh? Oh, no.
This dude.
Huh?
I wonder who it could be for.
Right.
He immediately after placing the order for you, he placed an order of flowers to be sent to Rebecca. And Rebecca is the single mom that's been flirting with your husband up at the baseball park. He once again chose Alleluia, the aloe vera plant. He said delivery same time this Sunday for Mother's Day. And the note on the card says, "You're one of the hardest working moms I know. Happy Mother's Day, Kyle."
That's so inappropriate. That is so inappropriate.
But he said love in your card and not hers.
It doesn't help that he sent them to both.
Yeah, so let's pick this part here just for a second. Cassie, because you seem to be the one most aghast, I want you to play defense attorney. For this guy.
God, yeah. Well played.
All right. Defense attorneys, as you guys know, you have to defend your client if you believe in him or not. So here he is. He sent this third one to this woman, a single mom, and you're defending him. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, so she has been hitting him up for advice because there's no male role model in her kid's life. And he has been helping coach her on how to deal with her child. And because she is single and didn't have anyone to celebrate Mother's Day and her child is so young, wouldn't be able to do it on his own or her own, then he went ahead and helped her out and sent her flowers for Mother's Day just to acknowledge what a great job she's doing.
Do you want to play the other attorney also?
Oh, my God. It is so inappropriate. Oh, my God. Sending somebody who you and your significant other are not friends, both friends with.
Flowers, that there's tension over.
Yes. On Mother's Day, which to me is such an intimate holiday, like it just feels, and maybe this is just how I was brought up, like I didn't tell my friends' moms happy Mother's Day. It just, you celebrate your own mom or your own partner. So to celebrate somebody else when both parties aren't friends with them and you have that tension just feels like a gross sign of disrespect, even if you are trying to lift somebody up.
And let's break down these cards. Yeah. The card he sends to Shannon says, "Hope this helps with your stress. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Kyle." And then the one he sends to Rebecca, "You're one of the hardest working moms I know. Happy Mother's Day, Kyle."
Yeah, that's not going to help, Kristen.
He didn't do himself any favors there.
No. So now this doesn't like give
it
proof
doesn't.
That they are having an intimate affair, a physical affair. It does prove that he is being inappropriate and he might be really stupid, but it doesn't prove that he's having an affair.
No, it doesn't prove that he's having an affair, but I think we really have to look at the cards. And if he had said something as equally as sweet and sentimental to his wife, then I think I could write it off as him like supporting a single mom and doing something nice and maybe not thinking it through. But the fact that his wife's card is like, hope this helps with your stress, and then he writes this lovely sentiment from this other woman, the words don't lie. So it might not be physical cheating, but I feel like it's bordering on emotional cheating.
Burt Show fan member Lisa here wants to play prosecutor in a very, very bad way. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, he's all the way wrong.
Yeah.
It is like an emotional connection. Buying flowers for a woman is very quite thoughtful for a man because men don't typically just want to buy flowers. But that is like a more so of an intimate type gesture. And for a radio show to reach out to this guy and say, hey, you want flowers? And that's the lady that came to mind. You know, you've been caught off guard with free flowers, and this is the woman to think about, even though he did do it for the wife and mom. But the fact that she was on his mind like that, that's just a bit too much.
Agreed, Lisa. Thank you for calling. Yeah. So, Shannon, I think this is worth circling back with you on. I'm not exactly sure how you bring this. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's cheating. This is emotional cheating.
Well, look, I would say it's certainly worth a conversation.
Definitely need to talk to him.
Why are you sending this woman aloe?
Yeah, that's a fair question, Andy.
There's no sexier plant than aloe.
The Burt Show.